For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In depth now on a story that has significant consequence in our community at 8-11 as the Fraternal Order of Police and City of Jacksonville announce a significant pay increase is in the works. They're on the verge of a significant boost in recruitment and retention with a three-year contract proposal. Let's break it down now live with Action News Jack's Logan McDonald outside of JSO headquarters. Starting with the pay increase, that alone is a big boost.
That's right, Rich. A more than $10,000 pay bump for both police and corrections officers now in the River City, pending sign-off from the Fraternal Order of Police. Under the new deal, the city said in a new release that starting wages for police are rising from $52,000 to more than $65,000, with corrections moving from $48,000 to over $60,000 annually.
Obviously, that is a huge boost, but the other part of this may ultimately be what happens in terms of the long-term and retirement, and that seemed to get a lot of the attention in the statement from Sheriff T.K. Waters.
Yeah, that's right. That's another major aspect of this is right now, corrections officers and police officers here in Jacksonville are under a 401k plan, but now, under this proposal, they would move back to the Florida Retirement Plan pension plan. So that's a huge drastic change here, something that really has been raved about from Fraternal Order of Police President Randy Reeves during this negotiations process, kind of outlining how it could even help recruitment efforts from Sheriff T.K. Waters, talking about lateral movement, being able to boast that new pension plan to candidates trying to move laterally into the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office from surrounding counties and surrounding cities.
All of this tentative right now, yes, Logan?
Yes, all tentative right now. It still pens sign off from the Fraternal Order of Police and the Jacksonville City Council, but right now all signs point to a beneficial agreement between the city and the Fraternal Order of Police.
All right, appreciate the live update from Sheriff's Office, Action News Jack's Logan McDonald.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Grainger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.